What, Dave?
Okay, Harlan. Ready to go?
Maybe 18 out of 26.
So basically, if you're doing that one, I'm going to read out the half-all safe. And also I've got to add turn off mobile phones.
What?
Turn off mobile phones.
What? Sir?
Turn off mobile phones.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, welcome to the event Copyright versus Community. First of all, you might wonder why I speak into this microphone when nothing comes out of the speakers. It's all for the webcast, of course, so we are transmitting this whole event on the internet. Before we have our first speaker, Fabio, I have to make a few announcements. One, I think the most important announcement is that we owe this event to Ian Forrester here. He's the man, he organized all of this. Secondly, I want to thank everybody for coming, especially the visitors who know that Ravensbourne is not exactly in the center of London, but you may find out maybe it's at the center of some important developments. Now, some of the usual things which I cannot spare you, some health and safety announcements. I find it hard to say those things, but I have to. So eating and drinking is allowed only in the canteen and outside. No smoking throughout the whole building. And toilets are available next to the lecture room and downstairs next to the canteen. If the fire alarm sounds, then please keep your calm, don't panic, and go out in single file at the exits at the top here and the top there. There is a fire escape staircase down there, and the assembly point is out there on the main parking lot. I want to ask you not to leave any items lying around, and also want to remind you that you're responsible for your own property and that you should wear your visitor's badge. Then we also ask not to stroll around in the college. Please remain in the areas here, downstairs in the reception area and in the canteen areas. You may use the car park, but only park the car in the zones specially allocated for this. And last but not least, please turn off your mobile phones. So welcome to our first speaker, a legend in search engine circles for many years, and he's now going to present his work. Thank you.
Do you hear him? Well, yeah?
Okay. Beg your pardon, but English is not my mother language, so there will be
some possible mistakes, and may happen that you don't understand what they say, so just interrupt me if that happens and tell me what you don't understand. I'm going to present here something that is a slight variation of what I presented last year, and it will be more axed on e-images searching, not only in general. heart surgeon. I think that it's a very nice title what they gave to this event here, Copyright versus Community. Maybe I should have spoken as last one, because I represent community versus copyright, actually. And the other side of the medal that you will hear this afternoon from Richard and Gary. Some of the things that I will explain are slightly dubious, as you can see. And it may happen that if you take a really severe copyright attitude, you won't like some of the things that I will say. I hope you won't take a too severe copyright attitude. The first point is that we need to have a look at what the web is to understand how to search it, and the structure of the web and the dimensions that the web has now today. And I prepared some slides. One of them is the same that we only had last year. This is quite important, actually. This is the structure of the web from a searcher point of view. There is a huge bulk of sites which is not completely indexed by the main search engines. Most people believe that all the main search engines together cover one third of the web, which I represented there with this right by going in the middle there. Then there are some sites outside which only link to the web, but there is no link back. And then there are some sites which are linked from the web and do not link back. And then there are a lot of hidden databases all around the web which you cannot access unless, theoretically, you have a password, or theoretically, you pay, or theoretically you belong to a given group. We will see how to bypass most of these database access protections today as well. The dimensions of the web are staggering. This thing is not very easy to read. Yeah. So we are now around 23.5 billions sites. Growth is going a little langsamer now, as you will see with the next slide. But a funny thing which no one has really explained until now is that since many years, there is a slowing down between July, August, and October, November. The sites, the page, diminish on the web. Nobody really knows why. This is not very important. What is important is that here, as you can see, the percentual growth is slowing down. And by the way, I'm not very sure about this data here. So it's more or less what's happening with these October 6. So 23 billion sites. I believe that, we believe actually, most of the people that do searching, that everything is on the web. Every image, every book, every film now as well, every picture, everything. The problem is that it is covered by a huge amount of commercial crap. So it is not easy to throw the correct search out to find what you're looking for. One of the ways to do it is, of course, not only to use just Google. The wrong way to find things is to put one word in Google. I mean, you can do it, and eventually maybe you will even find what you're looking for. But that's very time consuming, and you will be exposed to a lot of noise when you're looking for the signal. So what you have to do, if you run with the main search engines, is to use at least two or three of them. The best ones at the moment are Google itself, which is very Americano-centric, but it is very good actually. Chroma, which is a fantastic search engine, I will show you why in a moment. And Fast on the web, Fast. I'll show you how to set the tone, because I think, before beginning with the staff, because I think it's something that people underestimate somehow. So, this is Theorema. Theorema is not like Google. You search something, and then you refine, until you get it. You will see it right now. Let's say, it's a very stupid search, just... So, as you see on the right side, you have refined suggestions, which are automated by Theorema. Now what you do now, instead in Google you would keep on adding on the search string plus something, minus something, you know how to do it, if you don't have a filter right now. In Theorema you don't do that. You just use these refined suggestions. For instance, let's say you were interested in these Japan lenses. Why not? And here's already finished, but normally again, example that I did choose. Let's do something more immediate. You see how it works, huh? And so on. This is a very good actually search engine. It is not as big as Google and AutoWeb, but it has nevertheless this very interesting feature. Another search engine. I want to show just to give you the taste of different engines, because I mean, if you're interested in these kind of things, you have to work on them yourself later. I'm just showing you some possible paths for deeper search as the searches that you probably are doing now. Another interesting search engine is a graphical one, which is Cartoon. Cartoon is a very interesting search engine, as you will see in a moment. So, let's imagine that we search. We search for advanced searching. Whoa, that way, okay. Now,
there's been problems with it recently.
Yeah, it's a pity, because I wanted to show you. Doesn't work now. It's somehow better. Now you see, it shows you a graphical correlation between possible places where you can find, and then you can go there. It doesn't work very well. Now you have much more possibilities, and then you belong to the site. Now, one of the points. Where is it? I can't see very well here. Yeah. Another way to search is, instead of using the main search engines, to come to the data from an unexpected direction. Let's say you are interested in Newton, again, just as an example. Minecraft will give you all the sites on the web which have Nikon inside their URL name. So you see here, we have 500 sites which have Nikon inside the URL. Now, some of these sites won't even work. They will just placeholder. Somebody bought the name and kept it. But a lot of them will work, and will have, of course, most of them, a lot of material about what you are looking for. This is another possibility to, if you want to get to data which the search engines may not have listed. There are many other possibilities, and some of them are very funny. For instance, if you, let me go, let's use Google. I will use Google most of the time in this lecture, but I told you before, and I'll tell you for the last time now, you shouldn't rely only on Google. You should use other search engines as well. But I will use Google because Google has a huge advantage, has cache. So even if a site disappears, you can link to it, nevertheless, to the Google cache of it. Another possibility, a very fun one, and it works very well, is this one. Nikon True.htm. So what I'm basically doing here, I'm looking for pages, for pages which have, whose name is Nikon True, which means that there is a page Nikon 2 and Nikon 1. You could look for Nikon 8 HTML or something like that. Doing this, you can find a lot of pages which otherwise you wouldn't find with normal search, and which will probably most of the time be relevant to Nikon. We will do the same thing later with image searching. When we search for Botticelli pictures, we will just put Botticelli 4.jpg, and we will probably find places where there are at least 4 Botticelli pictures. That's another way to come to the data. One of the problems is that the web is getting more and more commercial. So if you just look, for instance, for pictures of Botticelli, you will find a huge mass of sites which want to sell you pictures of Botticelli, but want to show you for free pictures of Botticelli. There are two possibilities there. The first one is to avoid those sites. A very easy way is to put minus quote.com unquote. This avoids all com sites, which is always good when you search. That's a good way to eliminate part of the noise. Another way is, on the contrary, to find these sites that want to sell you Botticelli pictures, because they probably have Botticelli pictures in some database. Now, once you find the database on the web, it is normally very, very easy to get inside. A classical example is the Borland database, which has an hard-coded password inside it. All Borland databases you can enter with politically on the first mask and correct on the second one. They are coded inside. That was very stupid, I did it. And since many people are still now using Borland databases on the web, chances are that you can already with this very well known and very stupid trick get inside it. Have a look. Sorry, it's not easy to see this. Everybody knows that, as you see, but people are still using these databases now, even if the biggest things like eBay don't do it anymore. The problem is that all databases, as some people have discovered, have hard-coded passwords inside. It is probably something that the Americans obliged them to have. I think some idiot in the CIA wanted to have access to all possible databases, so the people that make software, they do put hard-coded passwords inside each database, even in Oracle. And I won't show you where they are, but if you learn how to search and you live today, you will find huge lists of hard-coded passwords for all databases and Oracle that are and your university's database as well. I mean, I hope you will be ethically correct and don't do bad things with that, but it is so. These lists exist, and unfortunately for the CIA, they've been published on the web, and they are easy to find. So that's another possibility to enter the database. You just use that code password. But there are better possibilities. A very fun one, which works most of the time, is to guess. Guessing on the web, when you search, is an art. But it is an easy one, actually, and it is easy to learn it. I will make an example. Imagine that you land in a software site where they offer you a demo of a product. And unfortunately, I don't have nothing to write here, but imagine that you have an oil like this one, pa-pa-ra-pa-ra-pa-pa, and then here you have demo, and here you have something like MNC Cap 4 version 3, point zip. If you substitute to demo, the subdirectory demo, a subdirectory which could be client, paid, sell, sale, you try them, you can, there are programs, you can shoot 1,000 of them in 1 second. Well, chances are that they have the same structure, only this time the zip file won't be the demo, but the real thing. So that's another possibility, guessing where things are. Now, human mind is not very fantastic, so most of people are boring and they repeat again and again the same structures. This importance of the structure of the URL is very important for museum databases. Let's imagine that you gain somehow entrance to the Louvre database where all Louvre pictures are. Now the structure of this database is very complex. They cannot change it every moment. What they can change is the entrance. But once you know one of the pictures, you can reconstruct, you know, independently from the entrance that they may have changed every 2 days, you can reconstruct everything, and they won't change the structure because it's too complicated to do. So that's another possibility. You find, even with Google, but especially with regional search engines, local search engines, which are very important. That's another, I'm mixing now a little too much, let's keep a bit. You find some pictures in a given subdirectory of a given database of a museum, and you practically have entered it. We call that entering from the roof. And then it is easy to do whatever you want inside. There is no nobody, it's night in the museum. So that's another interesting thing. Another interesting thing about this stuff is that people very often misspell searches. These are the possible misspellings for Britney Spears. The tragedy of the commercial web, I just prepared one example for you, is that people take advantage of misspelling. Look. You see, they do that on purpose to have people, that's okay here, yeah, to have people going to this anime collection, free anything, whatever. So the real problem is to avoid such crap when you search and to diminish the noise you have to go on the web when you have to find something. I have some examples here that I would like to show you. But first, there is a problem with copyright that we have to discuss a moment. You see, also, this is a very interesting thing. This is a mask that we have made. This mask allows you to find any official journal of the European Union in any language, in a moment. Not even the European Union has such a powerful mask. And look, this one is about copyright. I will show you later how you find which numbers are about copyright. And we want that in Spanish, why not? This is important also for linguistic reasons. When you search, you can search, what's the name of this one? You can search derechos de autor y derechos afines a los derechos de autor, and you find different sites that you would have found if you would have used copyright or whatever. And then you can do the same in French, you can do the same in Spanish, in English, in Swedish. And now with the new languages, you have 20 European languages to play with. To play with not only for copyright matters. Let's imagine that you are resting in something else. Here, you can find how you can say that something else in all European languages. And then you go searching on local engines. Now, how do you find Spanish local engines? Of course, you can go to Google and put Spanish search engines, and you will find some Spanish search engines. But if you go to Google and put, quote, buscadores hispanos, unquote, then you will find better pages on Spanish search engines, because they will be, have been prepared by people that know Spanish, and not by some American link somewhere. Now, this mask that you saw now in action is a classical example of the powerful power of advanced searching. This gives you the possibility to have, I think here I have only the old languages, but I will modify it and I will put the new ones, because now they are translating all this stuff in this Czech, Hungarian, Latvian. I don't know if you understand it, the possibility to have on the fly actually a translation of a correct search arrow in another language opens you a wealth of a lot of possibility. And if you can this afternoon for yourself, for instance, try these three searches. I will highlight them. And you will see that this is the same thing. But if you search that in German, if you search that in Spanish, if you search that in French, and if you search that in English, you land in completely different constellations of sites from where you can begin a deeper search. Because when you search, you first make a broad search, so on the surface of the web. And then when you smell the noise, then you go inside. You go inside, and then you do that in another way. As well, you do it what we call combing. You don't actually search something, you search people that have already searched for something. That way you will gain years. Let's imagine you are interested in Nikon F2. Well, you're not the only one. Some guy in South Korea has spent 5 years of his life finding all the links and all the photos about Nikon F2 and everything. Well, yeah, you find this guy's site. And it's 2.5 years work that you have spared for yourself. If you are a power searcher, you are not mere a common human being. You have a real power. I'm sure you don't believe me, but you will if you try to do this kind of stuff. There are some problems with copyrights, as I said. So I decided to use this thing. We are not. There is a technical university of Moldova, which I love, because Moldova has no copyright laws. This is very sad, but unfortunately it's like that. And since Moldova has no copyright laws, all these things I'm teaching are made for the librarians and archivists and students of the Technical University of Moldova. A very nice alma mater. And it could be useful for you as well, if you sometime go there to make an MBA or something, and then you can use all these things. You shouldn't enter databases outside Moldova. So that's just to make things clear, not to find them says, because I know that sometimes there are people that don't like it. When I done this, a downside effect is that I found out that there are a lot of completely bogus universities on the web. A lot of them. And some of them are really funny. For instance, there are some say $150 and you get your MBA and we guarantee that it is recognized, not like somebody else on the web. So that there is a real conference there. And with $150, you can have a real MBA recognized. works in the States, they recognize everything probably, and you can eat it. And it works. And people believe that. And it is recognized. So then you have all the seals and everything you need, it's nice Latin. Some of them are completely bogus. This one, for instance, will be like this. But if you make a search like MBA, online, no examinations, no homework, you find 100 of them. And you will get an MBA pretty cheaply. So that's not interesting thing, because you could open your own university on the web and you'd make a lot of money. Here is an example. Yeah. This is an hour that allows you to attract quick and be online. That works. This is to show you that there is a problem of evaluation as well. You must learn to evaluate and quickly what you find. Because otherwise, the internet is completely bogus. You can do whatever you want. And people tend to believe you most of the time. And moreover, you should also learn not to smear all your data all over the web. Because every time you go somewhere, there is a login of where you come from, which is your IP, how long have you been there, how long did you store that image and everything. These logins are there. I have them myself on my site. So you must learn not to leave your referral. Referral is something, is where you came from. That's one of the reasons you should use Opera and not Microsoft Explorer. Opera has many advantages over Microsoft Explorer, and it is, at the moment, in my opinion at least, the best tool for searchers. Look, why? This is Yahoo. Now, this is Yahoo. You see this little icon here with the tack, all the images are away, and tack, background away. So all this red, green crap that they put on the sides, all these stupid flash things, images and everything, pop. And you have the data, you have what we are looking for. We are looking for that here. We are not looking for some kind of crap that moves and annoys you as well. So, with Opera, you can do that in a moment. Try to do that with Microsoft Explorer. You have to go down 5 or 6 levels to find where the switch is. And there are other reasons to use Opera. Look at this one. Tuck. Good. It. You can put your own search engines, one letter and search. And it is also much smaller than Microsoft Explorer. It hasn't got any spyware inside. Microsoft Explorer has spywares. Every time you connect with Microsoft Explorer, it sends data over the web. All this has been proved, and you can find it easily now that you begin to know how to search. A problem with Opera is that they have this no advertisements in there, and we will solve this problem on the spot. So enter a nice tool called the Customizer, which you can download in many places. I don't know who programmed this, but must be a saint, really. Now, edit window on. Look how many windows are hidden now. Where is it? Did I get it? It's awkward. We use this in here. No. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Misc. Hide. Okay. is brilliant. Maybe I am not clicking on the correct one. So it doesn't work very well because it cannot move the mouse very well. Anyway, I'll something that should have worked but doesn't. Should be that one. Ah, voilà. So it took a long time. But that is a very powerful tool, this customizer, and it allows you exactly to customize Linux application. So you can, it's open source in Windows somehow. You can modify everything. You can even re-enable grayed out options. Now, this is very interesting, because some demos tend to have some grayed out options, which for some reason they didn't want you to use. Well, with the customizer, you can enable them in Moldova. So, of course, there are other ways to find a solution for the advertising network. Very simple one is this one. Is that correct? Yeah. Voila. Each one of these sites will give you a string that you input in Opera and you eliminate. But that is not nice actually, because I don't think you should. This is a very good program. And it is really worth paying for it. It is not expensive at all. I just did that because it's really annoying to watch this advertisement. But if you try Opera and if you like it, I suggest that you do really buy them. And there is people from Norway, they did that. And it's a very, very good program. And they are improving it more and more. And it is really very, very fast and very, very good for searching. And I think they don't care very much about the fact that I explain these things, because they know that I make a hell of an advertisement for Opera every time I speak, so they actually like me. But you don't need to, but if you have some money, this is a problem that is worth buying. In general, there are no more programs that are worth buying, because there is always, almost most of the time, a free software alternative, so a completely free program, which is per antonomasia free, and then it works better than the regular one. If we go now to the media section, you will see that there are very, very good alternatives to those Microsoft crap player and that kind of things, which are completely free. Let's have a look at them. Media Player Classic has many advantages. The best one is that it doesn't send any data to Microsoft. And it's completely freeware under the GPL license, which is the license for Richard. Richard will explain to you this afternoon what that is. And of course, in order to use them, you need the codecs. Fortunately, the codecs are all over the web, so you can download them. So you can even install the Microsoft Spire, the Media Player, install Media Player Classic, it will use the codec from Microsoft, and then deinstall. It's not easy, there are no instructions on the web. It's not easy to deinstall Microsoft things, they grab the guts of the OS. But you can do it, and there are instructions all over the web, and then you remain with Media Player Classic and the codec, and you have a cleaner environment. Of course, you would have an even clearer one if you would use Linux, but that's something else. Green Linux. In this part of the site, there are some discussion about distributing tools. You know that they have this menu now. They don't like to have films on your hard disk. They would like to have only 30-second time. But of course, everything that you can see, you can also grab. So there are lots of tools that allow you to take streaming pictures on your hard disk and keep them there. The interesting thing is these. Yeah. I don't know if you realized it, but every time you make a photo with a digital camera, the digital camera watermarks the photo. So if you look at photos that people made all over the web, you will find many times the name of these people even, because you can input them, where they did it, everything. So a lot of data which are inside the JPG. And there are some tools, this JPG cleaner, both old and both freeware, by the way, and this GIF cleaner, which allow you to kill the watermarking, which is important also for copyright problems sometimes, because sometimes you may need an image that you found on the web and undedicate enough on the site, or maybe something like you shouldn't use this image. Well, in that case, you just upload the same image somewhere else, and then if this somewhere else, you write everybody can use them, and then use that. That's the quickest way to bypass digital copyrights. You create a site on, say, Yahoo, Aunt Annie's site. You put the images that you need there, and you write, everybody can use them, free for all. It is hard to prove that, but in reality they do it very often. Now, let's search for images. I think that could be interesting in this environment, because you are going to